Stop sign. There's a stop sign outside my window. It's never gonna go anywhere. Calling family is like sticking my fingers in the blade of a fan. Don't try this at home. It's an exercise in mental masochism I only practice when I'm alone. The stop sign's still sitting out there. I dance and sing a lot when I'm in my rental flat at the top of my lungs. When I'm not screaming, keep your hands to yourself if you please. Don't poke me with them when I'm a child or when I'm dreaming. And the stop sign still ain't moved. Jay's a creeping around the back porch, and Max the pedophile slipped out the legal back door. John Michael, his son, and my baby daddy, who was convicted of rape, by the way, is calling on the phone and creeping around my front door. They didn't see the stop sign on the corner when the children play. This is house number 7 or 8. The racists keep trying to drive me out of with harassment, slander, guns, and rape. I can't hang on to anyone, anything. They really want me on the street. I forget a lot. Maybe it's the horrid dreams. The stop sign ain't talking much. Maybe it would say, stop breaking my heart. The memories twist and turn and torque. I laugh and cry at the same time a lot these days. Why should I have to leave my Bayside home? But the cops and CPS keep insisting I'm lying. My stop sign would vouch for me. Maybe they'll see the reflection in my eye. The drugs have gone past their high. They give painkillers around here without a second thought. They don't kill the pain in my heart and mind. There's a stop sign just outside my window. Take a good look before you stop by. It's red and white and has 8 sides, you see. I'm pretty good at geometry. For all the good it's done my life, sometimes I'm glad I've a sketchy memory. It's a stop sign I contemplate. It keeps children and small animals and other road traffic safe. It isn't doing much that's saying stop. It's a 4-letter story, kind of like love in a way. I'm sure it'll never go away.